Thank you for listening to this podcast from TRE, Talk Radio Europe, your voice in Spain and around the world. For more information, please visit tre.radio.
Why don't you tell me a story?
I went on what the movie advertisements refer to as a roaring rampage of revenge.
The Director's Cut.
With Alan T.
What are you so scared of?
I'm not scared, Mrs. Robinson.
Then why do you keep running away?
Hey, welcome once again to another edition of Director's Cut. And this week we're featuring a film where the music is absolutely awesome. Well, in fact, it's mainly rock music from the film called Dazed and Confused. It's a 1993 American coming-of-age comedy film written and directed by Richard Linklater. More about the plot and the storyline later.
This country is founded by people who were into aliens, man. George Washington, man, he was in a cult. And the cult was into aliens, man. You didn't know that?
No.
Oh, man, they were way into that type of stuff, man.
Benny!
You're getting air from there, man. It's no good.
It was the last day of school.
Miss Crawford, I was thinking that maybe you and I can get together over the summer. I mean, it'll be legal. I mean, we can make...
It was the first day of summer vacation.
You guys know anything about a party here tonight?
No, sir.
It was a time they will never forget.
There's a new fiesta in the making as we speak.
I thought he was cute.
Oh, that's this.
You thought he was cute?
Do you realize when he graduated, we were like 3 years old?
If only they could remember it.
Okay.
So you're not going to go to law school? What do you want to do then?
I want to dance.
You going to be quarterback next year?
I don't know. I might not even play.
You're in need of a serious attitude adjustment, young man.
Super dominant male in a 50s greaser uniform.
That's what I love about these high school girls, man. I get older, they stay the same age.
The 50s were boring. The 60s rocked. The 70s, oh my God, they obviously suck.
Dazed and Confused. See it with a bud.
Behind every good man, there's a woman. And that woman was Martha Washington, man. And every day George would come home, she'd have a big fat bowl waiting for him, man, when he come in the door, man. She was a hip lady, man.
I think you get the picture. Well, the film follows a variety of teenagers on the last day of school in Austin, Texas in 1976. The film has no single protagonist or central conflict, rather following interconnected plot threads among the different social groups and characters, such as rising ninth graders undergoing hazing rituals, a football star's refusal to sign a clean living pledge for his coach, and various characters hanging out at the pool hall. The music is phenomenal, and we start off with this one. This is Deep Purple and Highway Star from the movie Dazed and Confused.
I'm not afraid to
Opening up the music today on the director's cut, Deep Purple and Highway Star. Well, the film features a large ensemble cast of actors who would later become stars, including Jason London, Ben Affleck, Milos Jokovic, Matthew McConaughey, of course, and Adam Goldberg, and many more. Richard Linklater originally planned to make a teen film after his breakout feature, Slacker. Slacker caught the attention of Universal Pictures producer Jim Jacks, who secured $6 million for Linklater's next feature. Well, Linklater drew heavily on his adolescence in Huntsville, Texas, to write the script, lifting the names of several people from his hometown for the characters. Well, most actors cast for the film were undiscovered talent, including Matthew McConaughey, who became the film's breakout star. Well, let's have more music, and this one is superb, of course. All the music we're playing today is from the film Dazed and Confused. This is the Edgar Winter Band and Free Ride.
Director's Cut
with Alan T.
Welcome back with the Director's Cut here. Dazed and Confused. Well, the film was released in September 1993. It was a commercial disappointment at the box office, grossing less than $8 million in the United States. Well, the film later found success on the home video market and has since become a cult classic. It's ranked third in Entertainment Weekly magazine's list of the 50 best high school movies. We continue now with music from the film. This is Black Oak, Arkansas.
Speed.
country titled Jim Dandy there from the Black Oak, Arkansas band. Well, the magazine also ranked it 10th on its funniest movies of the past 25 years list. Reviewers have praised the film for its faithful and realistic depiction of the setting and of high school life. We continue now with the music, and this is great. This is from Foghat. I just want to make love to you. Music from the movie Dazed and Confused. Well, the plot goes something like this. The film opens on May the 28th, 1976, the last day of school at Lee High School in Austin, Texas. Well, the next year's group of seniors prepared for the annual hazing of incoming freshmen. Randall Pink Floyd, the school star football player, is asked to sign a pledge promising not to take drugs during the summer or do anything that would jeopardize the goal of a championship season. Well, when classes end, the incoming freshman boys are hunted down by the seniors and paddled. It means it looks a bit like a cricket bat, and they bang them on the backside. Well, the incoming freshman girls are also hazed. They are rounded up in the school parking lot by senior girls led by Dala, covered in mustard, ketchup and flour and raw eggs, and forced to propose to senior boys. We continue now the music from the movie. This is Head East. And never before, any reason, good music this. We'll be right back.
The Director's Cut
with Alan T.
Top, and that is Tush. Well, as day fades tonight, freshman Mitch Kramer escapes the initial hazing with his best friend Carl Burnett, but is later cornered after a baseball game and violently paddled. Well, the instigator of the paddling is actually played by Ben Affleck, quite a nasty bully. Anyway, Fred O'Bannon, that's his name, a senior participating in the hazing tradition to a second year after failing to graduate, delights in punishing Mitch. Well, as the night progresses, students loiter around the Emporium, listen to rock music, cruise the neighbourhood and frequent a local drive-through restaurant. Mitch is introduced to sophomore Julia Sims, with whom he shares a mutual attraction. Well, while cruising again with Pink, Pickford and Don Dawson, Mitch drinks beer and smokes marijuana for the first time after a game of mailbox baseball. Yes, well, I won't tell you what that, if you've got to watch the film. A neighbourhood resident brandishes a gun threatens to call the police. They barely escape after the resident fires at their car. Wow. After returning to the Emporium, Mitch runs into his middle school friends and hatches a plan with them to exact revenge on O'Bannon. That's Ben Affleck. The freshmen dump paint on O'Bannon from a roof, causing him to leave in a fit of rage. Great scene. And I do recommend, watch the film. I really enjoyed it. It's really good. We continue now with music from Sweet Emotion. This is Aerosmith. from the movie Dazed and Confused, Sweet Emotion from Aerosmith. Well, after the Emporium closes, an impromptu keg party, I suppose that means kegs of beer, of course, is planned in a field under a moonlight tower. Cynthia, Tony and Mike arrive as their first keg party. While Mike is threatened by tough guy Clint Bruno, Tony runs into freshman Sabrina Davis, whom he met earlier, during the hazing and begins spending time with her. Ah. Well, let's have more music, shall we? I don't want to give too much of the plot away because you've got to see the film. It really is good. This is Ted Nugent, one of the best tracks in the film, but the film is really hot on music. This is Stranglehold here on the Director's Cut. This is Talk Radio Europe with your truly, Alan T.
Now, baby, day. I got news you never got to go.
Director's Cut on Talk Radio Europe.
The movie Dazed and Confused, great sounds from this film. Now, the night turns to dawn and all the gang decide that they're going to smoke some marijuana on the 50-yard line of the football field where Wooderson, it's played by Matthew McConaughey, advises Pink to keep living, L-I-V-I-N, without concern for what is expected of him. The police arrive and upon recognising Pink and Dawson, call Coach Conrad, their football coach. Conrad lectures Pink about hanging out with the losers and insists that he sign the pledge. Pink says that he might play football, but is not going to sign it, and leaves with Wooderson and Slater to travel to Houston to obtain tickets to an Aerosmith concert. We continue now with ZZ Top, and this is Belenese, as we head towards the top of the hour, and then one more track to come after this and close off the plot. Enjoy.
All night.
ZZ Top. Well, Mitch arrives home after sunrise to find his mother has waited up for him. Of course they do. She decides against punishment but warns him about coming home late again. Mitch goes to his bedroom, puts on headphones and listens to Slow Ride by Foghat as Pink, Waterson, Slater and Simeon Kerr travel down a highway to purchase their tickets. Slow Ride. Well, thanks very much indeed for your company today. And, of course, the interesting thing about this film is that it was the first movie part for Matthew McConaughey, and he also was the first lines he ever said in a movie was this, "All right, all right, all right." So, yeah, that's what happened. And the music is great, so enjoy it. And that's what this program is all about, as you well know. Thanks very much indeed for your company. Going to leave you with this from Peter Frampton. I'd like to say a big thank you to Maddie and Eamon for always helping me put the program together. Take care and enjoy the music. And enjoy the talk. This is Talk Radio, TRE. Thanks for your company. Bye for now.
You've been listening to a TRE production. If you've enjoyed this program, there'll be another episode waiting for you next week, right here on this platform, where you can also access our extensive back catalogue of shows and interviews. For more information on our live programming, social media channels, and apps, and how to contact Talk Radio Europe, please visit tre.radio.